Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crum, joined today by Daron Talley, the Public Information Officer for the Northeast Delta HSA. Welcome, Daron. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Corey. Thank you guys for having us. We're doing well.
Hey, folks may not know about the Northeast Delta HSA. First of all, you guys are the state of Louisiana, right? Folks don't know that.
That's correct. That's correct. We're part of the state of Louisiana under the Louisiana Department of Health, but we are our very own local governing entity as well, LGE. So we have our own set of structure, policy, and procedure, but we are under the state of Louisiana umbrella.
You guys, the Human Services Authority, it says it right there in the name, Human Services. What do you do?
Yes, sir. We service humans. Right. And so our mission is to serve as a catalyst for individuals with mental health, developmental disabilities and addictive disorders to help them realize their full human potential by offering quality, excellent care with greater accessibility.
Sometimes I guess there might be a stigma with going to get help. I'm strong. I'm not going to go see somebody about an addiction or a mental issue. But you're there to help. How do you get people to jump in and take advantage of what you guys are doing?
Corey, I mean, you said it spot on. Many times, a lot of us don't think that we need that help for whatever reasons, socioeconomic reasons, self-esteem issues or reasons. What we can even look back at the Olympics with Simone Biles, and she kind of put the nation on alert. And then we see the tennis player as well. And so you see these professional athletes beginning to come out and talk about, you know what, it is okay to not be okay. It is okay to talk about it. And at Northeast Delta Human Services Authority, that's what we're after. That's what we want the community, this 12 parish region that we serve, to understand. And so we've launched a new campaign, Rise Above Stigma. Rise Above that hesitancy to get help.
Now, I need to point out, y'all've got a cool logo, and it's the phoenix rising out of the ashes, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We certainly, that logo is our way of bringing a brand or a connection, relatability to those individuals who feel like they've been suppressed, oppressed, and just down under, and let them know that there is hope, that we understand, we're compassionate, and that we will help you like the phoenix rise from those ashes and be transformed.
You are running this new campaign where you're trying to hook up with other community-based organizations and churches and nonprofits and businesses. Tell me a little bit about how that's going.
Dr. Montez Sizer, our executive director, says it best. We can't, as government, as any institution, we can't operate in silos. We can't do this work by ourselves. It takes all. It takes for-profit. It takes non-profit. It takes businesses. It takes community leaders. It takes faith-based organizations. And, of course, governing entities as well. It takes all of us in the community to come together and address these needs, these challenges that we see every day in our community. And so this Rise Above Stigma project, it's not just a Northeast Delta Human Services initiative. We want it to be a community initiative.
Why is this project so important for our area?
According to NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 1 in 5 Americans are impacted by mental health conditions, and stigma, their hesitancy to get help, stigma is toxic to their mental health because it creates an environment of shame, fear, and silence that prevents many people from seeking the help and treatment that they need. And so it's extremely important for us to break down those barriers, help those individuals who are already suffering with the mental health condition. It's important for us to know, to help let them know that it is okay and that we're here and we understand.
All right. It's a team effort. You guys are trying to find organizations throughout Northeast Louisiana. 36 organizations. You've got an offer out there to help them with some funding. There's some free money on the table coming from you guys, and it will do some good, right?
Certainly. This opportunity, again, is to get more groups involved. And we know that with involvement comes manpower, comes time, comes resources. And we're looking for 36 groups, up to 36 groups, that we will grant up to $5,000 to during this seasonal period to come in and help us be boots on the ground, come in and help us host these town hall sessions in order to learn more about the challenges, about the stigma, the hesitancies around our community and persons in our community getting the help that they need.
What kind of organizations could apply for that?
Any community-based organization, area churches, business, any health and human stakeholder, even you as an individual, if you have a resource, if you have time that you want to lend to the project, there's a request for application that you can fill out and complete and turn in, and we'll be glad to have you come and be a part of this project.
So you guys are trying to increase access to your services and leverage the power of the community. How's that going to work? What's going to be done after all those grants are out?
Certainly. And so now we get into the science of the matter and the process, the procedure of the matter, where we'll look at some educational, cultural, disability, and linguistic approach tools. We use an evidence-based model called the BAM model, where we break the stigma, ask for help, make the call, behavior health. It's an environmental strategy that we'll deploy. It's a community-based strategy that will allow us to gather valuable community-level, real-time data while working with the community to develop cross-cutting population health solutions. And so I know that's a lot. All it basically means is we're going to get out, we're going to ask the questions, document the responses that we get, and work to bring resolve to them.
That's how you have to do it. You got to find the problem and then go attack it.
Yes, sir.
Daron Talley is with us. He is our guest from the Northeast Delta Human Services Authority. Daron, this all sounds like a neat project you got going. 36 organizations can apply. If folks out there are listening this morning and they want to find out more about that grant process and more about what you guys are doing at the HSA, where can they go to find out more?
Of course, you can always visit our website, www.nedeltahsa.org. But also, because of my value and appreciation towards KEDM Public Radio, I do want to give you guys a direct contact. It's our Special Initiatives Manager, Julia Albritton. Send Julia an email directly with any question that you have concerning Rise Above Stigma Project. Julia Albritton. Her email is Julia, J-U-L-I-A, dot Albritton, A-L-B-R-I-T-T-O-N, the numeral 3, at LA.gov. So that's Julia.Albritton, 3, at LA.gov.
That is Daron Talley, Northeast Delta HSA. Find out more, northeastdeltahsa.org, or at our website, kedm.org.